This is a major, major victory for the Mexican government because he has connections with two very powerful Mexican drug cartels. Both of these cartels are charged with smuggling large amounts of cocaine into the United States. Mexican officials were saying this morning that as much as 1 ton per month was being smuggled, wow. And he was the man responsible. He's known as one of the most ruthless drug lords in Mexico.
The FDA has now released inspection reports noting violations at six farms operated by Wright County Egg and Quality Egg, which are owned by the same company, and then same family, rather, and also three Hillendale Farms locations. These inspections took place in August after a bunch of new safety rules went into effect. Some of what was found here: uncaged hens tracking manure leaking onto the floor in several places, live rodents and rodent holes. They found some live frogs, a bunch of live wild birds that were not supposed to be there flying in and out of different places over here, a whole mess of flies, dead and alive, all over these places, maggots, always the word you want to hear in the morning when you're eating breakfast, and manure piles. Now, they said that there were some manure piles that reached as high as 8 feet tall.
The men were detained in Amsterdam by Dutch authorities after arriving on a flight from Chicago. Here's why. When one of the men departed from Birmingham, Alabama, a security check found suspicious items in his checked luggage, including watches attached to a shampoo bottle, cell phones attached to a medicine bottle, knives and box cutters. U.S. official briefed on the matter says the man had picked up items requested by people in Yemen and then taped together the items requested by each person.
Tonight, in an Oval Office speech, President Obama will declare U.S. combat operations officially over. The president left this morning for Texas. He's spending some time with some veterans at Fort Bliss in Texas before returning to the White House. Prime Minister Maliki declared today Iraq is sovereign and independent. That is correct. But the government is in limbo. 6 months after inconclusive national elections, there is no effective new government. Today, the White House once again expressed its impatience, calling on Iraq, quote, to move forward with a sense of urgency, end quote, in forming a new government.